This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, that is the home of the binary trigger, the home of the Reformation line, the home of Providence, and the home of the PDWC-11, which I have to take out and shoot again this weekend, just so I can put the video up, because all the footage went bad, and now I got to shoot it again. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. So, right now in the House, they want a pay raise. Well, the Democrats in the House want a pay raise, which is sort of like stealing. They haven't done anything other than try to attempt to set up to impeach Donald Trump. So they haven't even impeached him. No budget. No promised infrastructure bills, no health care reform, not even an explicit condemnation of anti-Semitism, and shamed by socialist-led Mexico for doing zero about a massive migrant surge pouring over our southern border. And actually, on that front, they're less than zero, given that they passed a bill to incentivize additional illegal immigration. They are a really bright bunch and quite likely to be thrown out come 2020, given such a record reflected in their 20% approval rating. But there's one exception, one tiny exception, one dear little exception to them, and they haven't been idle. They attempted to raise their own pay with an extra $4,500 per pocket, using all kinds of sneaky justifications and dodges to keep those personal bottom lines padded. And you might imagine it didn't go over very well. I don't know where this is coming from, but, anyway. We get this from one of the outlets. The House was set to vote on a spending package that did not include language to block an annual cost of living adjustment as laid out by 1989 ethics law. Members are poised to receive a $4,500 or 2.6% raise starting in January 2020, unless they move to prevent it as they have over the last decade. Rank-and-file members of Congress currently earn $174,000 per year. Members of leadership earn more, with the Speaker making $223,500 annually, and the House Majority and Minority Leaders earning $193,400. The Congressional Research Service estimated that if members of Congress had received annual cost of living increases, the 2019 salary would be $210,900. Their bill was yanked, but only after the word got out about it. Vulnerable Democratic moderates said their seats were endangered. They're still endangered. But don't worry, they're going to try. They'll try this again. All you have to do is look at how hard they try to justify the pay hike. It's an exercise in just amazement. Like this one cited by CBS. Democratic leaders in the House of Representatives are taking steps to allow a 2.6% or $4,500 pay increase for members of Congress. But many argue it's not a raise. Rather, they're lifting a pay freeze they went into effect during the Great Recession and capped rank-and-file members' pay at $174,000. And then there's this, who House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer argues that this is not a pay raise. This was taken to court. The court ruled it was not a pay raise. It was an adjustment on an annual basis for inflation. So it's a COLA. It's a cost of living allowance. It's a cost, you know, not a raise. My first question I would have is, why is the cost of living so high in the first place? See, they enact and endorse blue state dynamics in the capital and their own home states to drive the cost of land and flood construction with massive permitting processes that delay construction by decades. Then they bow to any NIMBY or environmental lawsuit to delay housing construction further. Then expand the size of the government bureaucracy to the point of demand for housing exceeding supply. Then they wonder why the cost of living is so high. And rather than move to correct that and move to shield themselves from the whole morass, they vote themselves a cost of living raise. Then there's the couch sleeping argument from Representative Abigail Spanberger, a swing state Democratic moderate from Virginia, who I've never heard of. This will be her 5 moments of fame. I think there's a larger conversation that we really need to be having, particularly our staff members and the issue of members sleeping on their couches, which I don't do. I don't want it to be a distraction from really all the good things that are going to be in the appropriations bills we're voting again on this week. That conversation again. Kamala, Willie Brown, side chick Harris, call your office. It's almost like anyone like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez would otherwise be making a salary well above $174,000 in any place but Congress, and having her take this congressional salary in order to declare I'm the boss is a sacrifice. And if these people don't know 90 ways to Sunday how to get rich while in office, you know. Congress is loaded with millionaires who entered as thousandaires, who learned the ropes and parlayed their office, doing the little inside trading and other tricks into millions. Just like described by investigative reporter Peter Schweitzer in his book, Throw Them All Out. Just ask Nancy Pelosi how that's done. But then from Doyer, we get the doozy. He said, the salary that we receive is a decent salary. There's no doubt about it. But one problem is, under law, our employees are capped. So they don't really want it for themselves. They want it for the congressional staffers, like Ocasio-Cortez's boyfriend and all the others on congressional staffs. They need 2 homes and blue state regulatory environments, too. Rather than change the law to allow staff salaries to go even higher than their own, these selfless congressional members are biting the bullet and taking the pay hike as a sacrifice for their staffers. Congress at least got hold of some accountability as word got out, along with pushback from Republicans like Ben Sasse of Nebraska and Richard Shelby of Alabama, both of whom said that Congress should actually earn it first. And what this is a blue state phenomenon, is that the same nonsense is going on unchecked in blue state houses. New York. The legislators there and their General Assembly just approved a $50,000 pay raise. Illinois' legislators make $288,000 a year. And we're not seeing anything from California, but note that its legislators were absent from any call to halt the House pay hikes. So no call to cap salaries from Gil Cedillo, a lottery mega winner, who ballot harvested his seat into Congress. No calls from anyone else based on press reporting. So, Democrats have a really impressive record of lining their own pockets while doing nothing else of their positions of power. Should these people lose their jobs in 2020 when the only bill they've decided to move, they haven't even decided to move on impeaching Trump, and they want a pay raise? Haven't done anything else here. Lots of lawsuits, lots of nothing. 2 years of nothing. You had the ball. I can only hope. Oh, do I hope. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
like a piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Operate. At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat, life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount
discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. It is no secret that the Mexican drug cartels in many parts of Mexico are running Mexico. Those whom they cannot bribe, they murder. The murders they commit are intentionally brutal. They send a very unmistakable message to those who might otherwise dare defy them. Their profits are on a scale that dwarfs some small countries. They command literal armies of soldiers, men like, not unlike the brutal Waffen SS, which committed heinous war crimes in the 1940s. In short, this drug cartel, they are sort of like a quasi-nation, and they are at war with us. A considerable portion of the money made by the cartels is in conjunction with bringing illegal aliens to the U.S. Undoubtedly, the massive swarms of illegals crossing our borders could not do so without direct assistance from Mexico, not only the cartels, but their bribed officials in the Mexican government. But now I'm going to take you into the dark side. They also could not do this without direct assistance from the United States Congress. Congress has the power at any time to enact laws that would control our borders and protect our national sovereignty. The members of Congress have steadfastly refused to do this. For how long? How many presidents? How many presidents? Well, since Reagan. All the presidents since Reagan have said, we've got a border crisis. The only one that's trying to do anything, that is actually trying to do anything solid, is Trump. He's trying to build a wall. He's also threatening them with the one. You know, this is the thing. He went to Congress and he said, Congress, help me stop this. And they said, well, there's no problem there. And then they said he was tearing families apart. When, you know, they would show pictures that were taken during the Obama administration. Say, you're tearing families apart. You're putting children in cages. Well, you don't stick children in jail with their parents when they go to jail. Nobody does that. I mean, I hate to tell you that. Nobody does that. Maybe the Chinese, but I doubt it. Definitely the North Koreans. So, that's item number one. They've never done that. They've never done that. Then, when they actually have a president who's out there saying, I want this, they block every effort by the president to enforce what laws do exist. They can't. They won't allow funding for it privately. They won't allow the president, although the president is doing a bunch of end-arounds on them, but they're fighting him every step of the way while not doing anything else. And it's almost like they got something in the game besides, you know, just trying to bolster their voter rolls. Now, we can partly explain this but due to the political machinations. Democrats can expand their electoral college representation by bringing millions of new residents into blue states and placing them on the census. They can also increase their state representation in Congress by this means. But that's not the whole story. There are also Republicans who oppose the president in his efforts to enforce immigration law. Why are they cooperating with Democrats? What are they getting out of this? Corruption in any form is nothing new in the halls of power. And government officials have been found guilty of accepting much smaller amounts of illegal money than the cartels could easily afford to offer. Now, I'm not a big conspiracy theorist. When it comes to things, you very rarely hear me talk about conspiracy theories, but just hear me out here. What if there was a possibility, no matter how disturbing that it is, what if there's a possibility that some congressmen are secretly accumulating great wealth and doing it by accepting bribes from the cartels? That would That would answer the question, wouldn't it? Why? Why? If that is true, then how large a scale? How many corrupt officials are there? Are we to assume that the cartels have made no attempt to bribe the U.S. Congress? Are we to assume that they have not succeeded? During Fast and Furious, right, we picked who the warm and fuzzy cartel was. We picked the Sinaloas, El Chapos. We didn't pick the Zetas. I guess they were a little too hard to manage. But we funneled guns to them. And the Zetas have made Chicago, for a while, that was the hub in the United States. What reasonable explanation is there for the obstinacy of lawmakers and judges and everybody else? What explains their absurd demand that we have no border? Now, you know, without a doubt, their numbers are swelled by fellow travelers and useful idiots, by ideologues who need no bribes to hate America. But the coordination we see among them must reach the high levels. Now, I don't know if I would characterize myself as paranoid about this, or if I'm just looking at things and saying I can, you know, Arthur Conan Doyle, the originator of the Sherlock Holmes character. There has been no better phrase that ever came out of that than when all possibilities are exhausted, whatever remains, no matter how plausible, must be the truth. So are we to presume that no Mexican cartels, with the vast array of resources at their hands, have tried that? And are we then to assume, if they have tried it, that nobody's taken them up on it? I can't. I'm sitting here looking for answers, just thinking out loud. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain, benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles. Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Your guns are hungry.
Feast on recoil and are ravenous for performance. On the menu, Aguila Ammunition's complete line of rimfire, centerfire, and shot shells. Each and every round of Aguila Ammunition is made with the highest quality of materials and crafted to ensure optimal reliability, accuracy, and proficiency. Visit AguilaAmmo.com and let the feeding frenzy begin. Aguila Ammunition. Feed your firearm.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Mexico is right now doing more for the United States on illegal immigration and all of the problems of crime and other problems on the border than the Democrats.
President Trump today, during a joint news conference, when asked about immigration with the president of Poland, the president continues,
"We can solve our problem on the border in 15 minutes if the Democrats would sit down, straighten out asylum, which is a total mess, but very uncomplicated."
Donald Trump Jr. tells reporters he had nothing to correct as he did a second closed-door interview with the Senate Intelligence Committee.
"I don't think I changed anything of what I said because there was nothing to change.
I'm glad that this is finally over. We're able to put some final clarity on that, and I think the committee understands that.
Senators were interested in discussing some of the answers that Trump Jr. gave Congress in 2017. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Except for a couple of layovers, I've never been to California. I would like to go. There's a guy from Genesis Communications, Matt Brower. He's in California. There's a couple of people I know in the gun industry, they're in California. I like to go in California just to drive down Rodeo Boulevard. I don't have to get out. I'd like to go to California just to see that Hollywood sign. I'd like to go find, you know, I'd like to go to Grumman's Chinese Theater. There's a lot of things I'd like to go to California to do, just to do it. The only problem is that California is an idiotic state. It's as far as what they allow to have happen with their, and this happens mainly because they're a one-party state. And it's becoming costly. Gun owners in California are buying ammunition right now en masse because they're preparing for a new ammo background check law that's set to go into effect on July the 1st. Beginning next month, every time a person in the state buys ammo, he or she must undergo a background check. And pay for it, too. The new law was passed back in 2016 when California voters passed Prop 63. The gun control law, then Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom, he of the hair, championed. From San Bernardino to Ventura to Poway, too many Californians have already died from gun violence. Now, Governor Gavin Newsom, the one with the hair, said last week, I champion props. Does anybody actually talk about that? Talk like that? Hello there, I'm for this and I champion it. Anyway, I digress. He said, I champion Prop 63 because it was beyond time that we take common sense actions such as those to keep deadly ammo out of the wrong hands and protect our communities. Proponents of the law say it will weed out prohibited possessors because it forces people to purchase their ammo face-to-face instead of online. Well, that's what they say. What it's actually doing is jacking up the price of ammo so a law-abiding gun owner can't afford to carry. A $14 box of 50 rounds of 9mm will now cost $34. One for the background check, $19 for the basic ammunition eligibility check if they aren't in the dealer record of sale system. So that means that the price per round jumps from 35 cents to 68 cents. And that's just about double the current price, and that's just what they're proposing fee-wise. Hasn't been finalized yet. Most federal firearms licensees generally charge $25 to $30 every time they run a background check, and we have no idea if they'll have to tack on that fee. They have to get paid for their time as well. Gun owners know that this rather stupid law is coming, so now they're stockpiling ammo, and I don't blame them. There is no incentive for them to buy ammo down the road. They're better off buying a brick of 1,000 rounds for a few hundred bucks than buying a small box here and there. Mike Hine of AIDS Gun Shop in Orange told the L.A. Times he's seen a more than 10% increase in customers making bulk purchases of 1,000 rounds. Said people are starting to stock up. We stocked up on ammunition. Most people know about the deadline. They are running scared. They're mad. Six-time Olympian Kim Rode, in conjunction with the California Rifle and Pistol Association, filed a lawsuit against the state in April 2018 challenging the legality of the law. According to Rode, the regulations could prevent her from practicing for the Olympics. She was at SHOT Show earlier this year, and she's saying that how this law will personally impact her as an Olympic athlete. Her ammo sponsor would no longer be allowed to mail her boxes of rounds for her to use during practice. Essentially, she'd no longer have a company paying for her practice rounds, which is arguably the most expensive part of shooting sports. She told the LA Times, these regulations essentially prevent me from being able to stay qualified and not only hurt my skill, but jeopardize the United States representation at the Olympic Games. The real kicker to this is just the simple realization. Criminals aren't going to look at this and suddenly decide to comply with the law. They're not going to say, oh gosh darn. I'm not allowed to have any ammo, so I'm going to stop committing crimes. If that were the case, they wouldn't have firearms. So, they're already prohibited possessors. Another law doesn't make someone wake up one day and decide they're going to change their ways. This law is going to do two things. It's going to price law-abiding gun owners who want to protect themselves or participate in the shooting sports from being able to do so, and it's going to increase the number of straw purchases. Because, criminals will do anything in their power to get their hands on whatever they want. The other thing is this. Is California going to put up a barrier around their state so somebody doesn't go across the border to Nevada? If I were a I wouldn't advertise because that would be way too transparent. But I would start putting up I'd build a gun shop. I'd build gun shops all along the border of California. Maybe not even a gun shop. I'd build and put up some ammunition shops. No need to have a gun shop. Because ammo is the problem. In California, the gun thing is a little more complicated than that. They just can't. They've got to, if they get a handgun, it's got to be on the California Department of Justice approved list and all this other stuff. So that might get, but, you know, bullets, that's another thing altogether. I'm now looking for people to invest in my scheme. We're going to put up what could we call it? We could call the chain of ammunition stores Blammo Ammo, and we could put them all along the Nevada border. I don't know if we could do it on their northern border. Who is that? Is that Oregon? Because Oregon is just about as bad as California. But we should be able to make enough money with Blammo Ammo, right? They're just on the Nevada border. Let's just run a bunch of them there. Maybe have a coffee bar and a gas station. We need a gas station so that they can you know, come and get their ammo and then go across the border. And then we need to have some confusing misdirection things in case 5-0's watching us. I don't know. Anyway, I'm looking for investors now for Blammo Ammo. I don't know how much that would cost, but I'm sure it's going to be a whole lot of money. Or if I can just get 65,000 people to donate me a dollar like Kirsten Gillibrand, I could take a stab at that too. So, you know, I'm just trying to help. Because I don't want to, you know, this reeks of what happened in Seattle when Seattle tried to make a bunch of money off of it. All they did was people don't buy guns in Seattle no more. And people won't buy ammo. The black market for ammo has arisen. It will be a thing. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to rent a U-Haul and just fill it up with ammo. Blammo Ammo. Yeah. Maybe Aguilar would give me some to take. Nah, they're not going to do that. They're way too nice for that. That's beside the point. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Peter on his motorcycle. This is Peter off his motorcycle.
Please move your paper off my desk. Thank you.
On his motorcycle.
I feel so alive!
Off his motorcycle.
I feel like we covered that already, so...
On.
Wow! Look at the ocean!
Off.
Look at this article I found about urban planning.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you on it. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Direct mail that's on target.
Staples Direct Mail Service can help you design your direct mail and open the door to new customers.
Bring in your own mailing list or we'll help you build one based on location or demographics. We can handle everything from prep to delivery.
And now get 20% back in rewards on your color printing. Direct mail, banners, presentations, and more.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
And 6/22/19, in-store only. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/20back for details.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Humber Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the program is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Every now and again, I like to take out and I look at what the leftists have accomplished. And the climate change thing is one of the big things that they have managed to accomplish. They have everybody believing that mankind is more powerful than the sun. Basically is what it boils down to. And out of this belief, with all of this information, this is melting. You go look, oh no, it's five times the size we looked at. And then you look at the historical record, all this other stuff, you can debunk climate change. Well, I mean, you can't debunk climate change, but what you can debunk is the idea that we're in charge of it. Gaia is in charge of it. Gaia is quite more powerful than we are. Just ask anybody in the path of a volcano or a tornado or a hurricane. Let me know how that works. But there have been quite a few industries arise from the climate change fraud, if you will. Right now in the automotive world, there's a madcap scramble to produce electric vehicles. And I'm not just talking Tesla. All the major car companies are on board with this. The industry as a whole is said to have plowed over $300 billion into building EVs with more money to come. This is due to two interrelated factors, neither of which, by the way, is market-driven. This is a little bit like smart guns, except it's actually happening. The first is the hysteria over the alleged man-made global warming. The second is the government mandates and inducements, which, by the way, we can't afford. Inducements come in the form of tax rebates. This handout started out as a $7,500 boon for a buyer of an EV, and it later dropped in half and will soon be $1,875. Tax rebates were and still are vital for electronic vehicles. A report from McKinsey Management Consultants say electric cars cost about $12,000 more to produce than they can get in the marketplace. So in other words, straight off the bat, They're a money-making proposition. Even with tax rebates, they are a losing proposition in the automotive industry. Which, you know, begs the question, why are they even being built? Well, it's the hysteria over global warming. It has affected auto executives, not necessarily their customers. The groupthink drives these decision makers to be politically correct and to go green, whether it makes any sense or not. Government mandates play an even bigger role, however. When I bought my car, which it's 2018 Ford Explorer, I looked at the upcoming, it's now out, although I don't know how many of them have actually been delivered, the Tesla 3, because they're about the same price. And it, when I bought the car, it was about even as to what it would actually cost to charge it versus gassing it up. Now it's cheaper to gas it up. Now, there's no government requirement stipulating that X percent of a car company's fleet of vehicles must be EVs. Instead, Washington has done that indirectly by nudging the companies to produce electric vehicles by means of the fuel mileage mandate. This is called the Corporate Average Fuel Economy or the CAFE standard. Obama pushed for one that was 54.5 miles per gallon by 2025. Trump administration is trying to diminish that to around 37, and that is being challenged. Why is it that everything that Obama did is engraved in granite, Democrats? Why is that? But in any event, to meet the Obama fuel mileage mandate, car companies have to produce a certain number of highly fuel-efficient cars to offset their higher mileage models, which, by the way, nobody wants the fuel-efficient cars. Nobody wants the little cars. So what they're doing is they're now integrating EVs into this because that takes their average down. They just have to have an average number. And they're subsidizing their losing EV lines with profits from their traditional product to satisfy the government fuel mileage requirements. Elon Musk here is at a great disadvantage. They only produce electric vehicles at Tesla. They don't have a profitable line of conventional vehicles to cover the losses for their plug-ins. And for now, investors are subsidizing the Tesla. And how much more money they will pour into it is anyone's guess. Toyota says they want all of their cars to be zero emissions by 2050. General Motors is announcing they plan to someday to be an all-electric, zero-emissions car company. Then there's Europe. The British and the French governments are committed to outlawing the sale of gasoline and diesel-powered cars by 2040. Volvo pledges to sell only hybrids and electric cars beginning this year. They say that these are zero emissions, but this only refers to what comes out of the tailpipe of the car. When you get into the reality, the pollution associated with driving an electric vehicle merely transfers the generation of pollutants from the car to the power plant, which provides the electricity for recharging it. This seems to evade many environmentalists. The fact that every time an EV has its bank of batteries recharged, CO2 is being generated somewhere else. And how much of that is being generated? Well, according to Investor's Business Daily, there's a report authored by Michael Sivek and Brandon Schulett notes that an electric car recharged by a coal-fired plant produces as much CO2 as a gasoline-powered car that gets 29 miles per gallon. For context, the average MPG of all cars it's sold in the U.S., light vans, light trucks, everything, 25.2 miles per gallon. A plug-in recharged by a natural gas-powered plant is like driving a car that gets 58 miles per gallon. Solar, wind, and geothermal do far better on this score, but they generate a small portion of the nation's electricity. So our electricity, as of 2018, comes from as follows. Various fossil fuels, 63.5%. Nuclear, 19.3%. Total renewables, everything, 17.1%. So given this mix, the research estimates that the average plug-in produces as much CO2 as a gasoline-powered car that gets 55.5 miles per gallon. There are other pollution concerns with an EV as well. depending on the type of plug-in being built, manufacturing an EV generates between 15 and 68% more CO2 than a conventional gasoline-powered car. And the main reason for that is the batteries. Making the batteries is extremely energy intensive. And yet, most of these batteries are made in China, which relies heavily on coal for electricity and has little concern for other pollution issues related to manufacturing. And the question has yet to be resolved, what to do with all these spent lithium batteries when they're spent? We'll probably take lead and make ammo out of them. Probably recycle them, but, you know, what cost in dollars and energy? So, they can reduce, you know, yeah, coming out of the EV itself, out of the car, out of the Tesla, nothing. There's no tailpipe. But the electric car is never going to make a dent in global carbon dioxide emission. Passenger cars aren't that big a part of the alleged problem. To make any dent at all, the electricity they run on can't be from burning coal. And after a decade's boom, wind and solar investments are predictably leveling off in line with the inability of these intermittent sources to meet non-intermittent electricity demand. And coal becomes the fuel of choice. So they're not a total fraud, but one can say without, you know, without too many problems here that they're not the cat's meow that their proponents claim. They might be the future, like in Europe, but where the governments can outright ban gasoline and diesel cars. And in that case, the consumer will have no choice. But in the U.S., without any continued taxpayer subsidies, well, my Ford Explorer, I can probably drive that for quite some time to come. The fraud. Just watch the frauds of all things. It's the same thing in all of them. Coming up next, in the next hour, we're going to be joined again by Keita Bussey, the next chapter of The Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey. She just went out and did her first three-gun match. Let's see how that went. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman Legions, the Samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.